Radio.
Coming up in segment two, there's a leading internet services franchise with over 1,500 franchisees in 87 countries. We're going to meet with our special guest, and he's the president of WSI, Ron MacArthur, coming up on Franchise Interviews on World Talk Radio.
This ain't a song for the brokenhearted. Silent prayer for the faith departed.
Looking for the independence, freedom, and control of owning your own business? Invest in a winning opportunity. WSI is the world's leading white-collar franchise, ranked number one in its category by Entrepreneur Magazine for 6 years running. Right now, WSI is expanding its global franchise network in select high-growth markets. Do you have the motivation to run a successful and profitable business? Can you see yourself delivering highly effective internet marketing solutions to small and medium-sized companies in your local community? Find out now if your area is still available. Go to WSICorporate.com/radio to qualify now for your free multimedia franchise information package. Comprehensive training and certification, your own personal startup success coach, ongoing operations and marketing support. Whatever your business background, you can follow WSI's proven system to build a successful long-term business with multiple recurring revenue streams that will earn you money while you sleep. Qualify now for your free information package. Go to WSICorporate.com. That's WSICorporate.com/radio. Start living your dream today.
Listen. The world is talking. World Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And our next guest is the leader of the number 46 franchise of Entrepreneur's Top 500 Franchises. We have special guest, and he's the president of WSI, Ron MacArthur. Ron, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Marty. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks, Ron. Ron, also on the line with us is my co-host, Don Johnson. I know he wanted to say hi. You want to say hi, John? Don?
Yeah. Hey, Ron. How are you today?
I'm great, Don. Thanks.
Good.
Ron, I wanted to start off by congratulating you on the tremendous success and growth of WSI. WSI is currently ranked as the number one internet and technology services franchise, and as I mentioned earlier, ranks on the Entrepreneur 500 in the top 50 franchises in the world. WSI has over 1,500 franchisees in 87 countries. So, needless to say, you're doing a great job. Could you tell our guests where you're calling from today?
Sure. Thanks, Marty, and thanks for those comments. I'm calling from you, or calling today from WSI's corporate head office here in Toronto, Canada.
Oh, great. How's the weather there today, Ron?
Well, it's unusually warm. It's probably going to get up to 55, 60 degrees, and we normally have a little bit of snow. So we're basking in the warmth of probably some warm jet streams coming up from the U.S.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, that's how what we have similar here today. We have warm weather. It's supposed to get cold, so I guess we usually get what you get.
Absolutely. Ron, what were you doing before joining WSI? It sounds like an interesting story when I was researching your background.
Sure. Prior to joining WSI, I was president of a coffee distribution company which serviced customers right around North America from 98 locations. And the experience really showed me the true value of providing customer service and building strong relationships with your customers, which is a cornerstone, I believe, of the success here at WSI. So I was just able to transfer, you know, the knowledge and information that I gained in my previous experience, because it, you know, we really are looking to focus on superior customer service here at WSI and ensure our franchisees around the world deploy the very best practices of ensuring that customer satisfaction.
Interesting.
What intrigued you, Ron, about WSI before joining the organization?
Well, it's a pretty amazing story, and I think for as I became to know and understand WSI, I really saw how WSI has been able to use the power of the Internet and to assist small and medium-sized business owners to enable them to grow their business. And so it was really the allure and, I guess, sexiness of the Internet and the opportunities there. Also, I believe that the small and medium-sized business sector is, you know, one of the fastest-growing sectors throughout the world. And franchising in general, I believe, is an exciting industry to be in. So you add up the Internet, you add up to the small and medium-sized business sector and franchising, and that's what intrigued me and excited me and certainly hasn't disappointed me in the 3 years that I've been here.
That's great.
Yeah, I can definitely understand the growth, like you said, with the, businesses need computer help. I mean, that's just the way things are. And
sure. And if you think today, how you yourself are using the Internet more and more every single day, and business owners are recognizing the power of the Internet to bring more customers to their business. It's all about increasing revenue, and that's kind of what we focus our franchisees on here at WSI.
Absolutely. Yeah, I would agree with that.
It's mandatory for a business to have this. So that's
it truly is, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a great phrase. I don't know if you ever heard it. There's a franchise called Signorama, and their slogan is "A business with no sign is a sign of no business." And I would say the same thing applies for a website. You know, if
absolutely
a company doesn't have a website today, you're always a little skeptical.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I would say 95% of our franchisees are dealing with customers who already have a website, and so we're just enhancing it and making it more powerful from them. So you're absolutely right. Without a website today, a very, very big piece of a business pie is that marketing is missing.
Certainly.
Right, you're maximizing their potential and could possibly make the company look bigger. There's all kinds of things.
Absolutely.
That a little bit.
Absolutely.
Ron, tell us a little bit about the history of WSI.
Sure. WSI was founded in middle of 1995 and really started franchising at the very beginning of it as a way of distributing the whole Internet solution. The goal of WSI has always been to be the leading provider of Internet solutions to small, medium-sized business owners around the world. And we've really stayed true to that course. Now, 11 years later, as you said, Marty, we have over 1,500 franchises in 87 countries and continuing to grow at a pace that's very, very satisfying and rewarding. And we really are in all major regions of the world, North America, Europe, UK, Latin and Central America, Africa, Asia. And we've certainly been very pleased and very fortunate with our growth, and it really is about the franchisees. Their success has enabled WSI to be successful, and, you know, we work with them collaboratively on a daily basis to ensure that we provide leading-edge products and services to the network so that they're able to provide that same benefit to their end customers. It's pretty exciting.
That's fascinating. You mentioned, Ron, in articles that I've read about you, you know, that the Internet has five stages of development, which I was fascinated with. Could you talk about that?
Yeah, sure. If you go the five stages, and we sometimes even like to relate them to the growth of WSI, because at the very beginning we call it Generation 1, 1995 and prior. And 1995, as I mentioned, is just when WSI came into being. And really, in at that period of time, it was very much the military was using it. Any websites that were out there, we'd refer to them as brochureware.
Right.
They were flat, and they were really just about transferring information. There was no really interaction, but it was starting to become acceptable for companies to have a website, and that's when WSI saw the opportunity. If we move into the second generation, that's when we started to hear the word search engines. You know,
mm-hmm.
Now consumers could click on buttons on a website, and they had some navigation bars, and that's when Hotmail and email just started to emerge in that second generation phase of the Internet, and we'll remember, you know, that side of the Hotmail and the email and the excitement of getting your first email. Moving into third generation, that's really, you know, the late 90s, that dot-com boom, that dot-com generation, e-commerce started to be available to leading-edge companies, and selling on the Internet, again, brought revenue to business owners. That's where we started to see eBay and Amazon.com and online transactions and that IPO mania that happened in the late 90s of the dot-com era. And that moved us into the early 2000s in the fourth generation, where really technologies transcended in the explosion. You'll probably remember doing your first online banking. Mm-hmm. You could even do taxes online. And there was such a dramatic drop in the transaction cost that it really made sense for businesses to go online, and that really increased and enhanced their profitability. And then, you know, it's now we're into the fifth generation. And it was really interesting. Over the weekend, I was reading an article that said that ABC in USA Today had looked at and recategorized the seven wonders of the world. And number five is the Internet. And
really?
You can see the whole economy moving online, and it's in, you know, impacting our businesses and our daily lives in a very positive way each and every day. And we're kind of proud that WSI was right in the very first generation before the Hotmails, before eBay, before Amazons, and it's been an exciting ride for us all.
Yeah, you mentioned eBay, Ron. Look at all the franchise concepts that formed just from eBay alone.
Isn't that true? And I think we're just starting to see. I always tell our new franchisees in class that I just still believe we're at the very beginning of the Internet's impact on all of our lives and how it'll enhance and certainly help businesses achieve their financial goals. And that's the exciting part of WSI.
Yeah, I agree with that, Ron. You know, I don't know if I mentioned this to you, Ron. I actually teach for an online university, Kaplan University, and
okay.
it's an incredible thing to be able to have students from all over the country, even the world. You know, and here I am teaching from my home.
Yeah.
And it's such an exciting time, and I think that's like the fifth generation, would you say?
It certainly is that. And we do all of our pre-training. Once a franchisee has been awarded the franchise, they do a 4 to 5 week pre-training that's all online before they even come into Toronto. And our coaches are working with them back and forth, and we get such positive reviews. And whether they're in, you know, France or whether they're in Bogota, Colombia,
right.
They're all working online with us, understanding, you know, a lot of the theory about the Internet and how they can use it practically in their businesses.
Certainly.
And I'm also involved, Ron, in franchise financing. I help people nationwide, and a big part of my business is several of my websites. And
right.
Being able to advertise and promote it, it's big part of getting lead.
Exactly, and
my sites are lead generation, so it's
sure.
Important.
And if you didn't have that, your market would be probably much more restricted to just your area and your advertising pull versus being on the Internet. You really are international.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Most of the clients and people we fund are not even in my area. So that's,
right, I believe that. That's again, there's that power of the Internet and how it can really enhance businesses so significantly.
Absolutely. I mean, even what we're doing now, Ron, you know, being on the radio, you know, I mean, it's just
sure.
It's such an exciting time, you know, to be able to have Internet radio, you know, and have people all over the world listening to this show right now and, you know, listen to it later on in archive, you know. It's an incredible time. I read once, Ron, in an interview with you, you were saying that refrigerators will once be, in the future, will be connected to the Internet. Is that true?
Well, you can just imagine anything as far as, you know, you take out your last bottle of milk and it instantly goes into a replenishment scheme for you. If you get really out there, I don't think there is anything in our daily lives that can't be impacted in our future as it relates to the Internet having a positive impact on that.
That's amazing. How would you describe the WSI franchise system, Ron?
We really look at our business opportunity is pretty special, and perhaps every franchisor sees it that way. But I think our uniqueness is tied to the Internet, and we've really been successful throughout the many growth phases of the Internet. That whole .com era and the boom and then the bust, we were able to continue growing and developing through that whole process because mm-hmm. we've always been confident about the potential that the Internet has and our role within it. And we've been able to hone our systems and develop them to ensure that, you know, they're able to take advantage of the economic conditions in the business opportunities for that business owner. And we've really tried to relate the services and technology and really tailor them to the unique requirements of each client. We are so focused on that end client that we are focusing on bringing on products and technologies that enhance that revenue line for them. And I think one of the reasons our franchise operations are so successful from other web developers around the world is because we offer our customers a tech-free speech, we kind of say. We've done some customer advocacy groups, and we've listened to them, and they say that so many people involved with the Internet come into their offices and talk techie talk. And I'm not a technical person, and that tends to bore me pretty quickly. And so we teach our franchisees to really understand the needs of the business. And needs of the business is revenue and cash flow and return on the investment that the individual business owner is providing. And we feel our solutions are very locally relevant, as our consultants live and operate in the same local markets as their customers, and they really deliver a return on the customer's investment. And that's kind of made us successful, and I believe continuing to focus end customer return on investment and training the franchisees in that direction is a key element of our success in the future.
That's interesting.
And with technology growing, I guess your franchisees always have a nice service to offer their clients.
And it's always
people always want to stay cutting edge.
Yeah, exactly. And it's always changing. I always tell our new franchisees, welcome to the rest of your life of learning. We're dealing with products and services that we didn't even know a year ago.
Right.
And they're able to bring that level of expertise and advantage to the end customer and utilizing it to, again, focus on that return on investment.
Yeah, it's such a needed service. Ron, tell us a little bit about how big the Internet solutions industry is. Maybe you can talk about that a little bit in the industry in general.
Well, the Internet solutions business industry, I don't know if we have any specific facts and figures on any of that, because it is so large and it is very, very fragmented. I believe that WSI is really the only global company that offers the offering that we do to the end customer. Most of that is done through local or regional operators, and so it is so fragmented that the size of the Internet and the size of the business that's being done on the Internet is I think so vast that I don't know of any, you know, real statistics. You know, we hear certainly from the articles and the information we see that, you know, trillions of dollars of business is done on the Internet on an annual basis, and that's just, you know, from the consumer side. So it's just a very, very vast and ever-increasing
That probably works to your advantage, the industry being so fragmented, like you mentioned.
I think it really does, because, again, our franchisees have a unique selling proposition that really differentiates themselves by being aligned to a large international operation that WSI is, and we really, like any franchisor, look to ensure that the best practices that we're deploying are from the franchisees who are in front of the customers on a daily basis. So whether you're in St. Louis or Toronto or London, England, you have the very best of the best services, technologies, and processes available to you to bring to your customer that perhaps a local or a regional competitor of yours just doesn't have.
Right, right. Yeah, definitely. Well, what's been the most interesting thing that's happened to you since joining WSI?
You probably don't have enough time in this interview for that, but I would say probably the most interesting and rewarding. About a year and a half ago, we formed an advisory council of our, we call our franchisees Internet consultants, and we called for our franchisees to nominate one or two franchisees from their area to work with us on a quarterly basis to get together and talk about challenges and opportunities. And I think the most interesting part has certainly been the formation of our council, just working with a group of franchisees from around the world. There's 12 of them. It's been truly gratifying. The intellectual capital that we have here at WSI just totally amazes me each and every day, and I'm reminded of that each and every time that I get to work with the council. Here are guys locally working and developing their business and growing significantly, and we have a very sharing attitude at WSI, and they share information with us, and we share information with them, and they are able to then disseminate that into their local areas very, very quickly. So that certainly has been, you know, one of the most interesting and rewarding things that has happened since I've joined WSI. Or like I said, though, you know, there's dozens of them.
Yeah, very organized. You know, a tremendous growing organization, very organized. It's interesting.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Don and Ron, we're going to take a quick hard break, and can you stick around for the next one?
I surely can. Thank you.
Okay, that's fantastic. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.